News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Another American doctor working in Liberia has tested positive for Ebola. Fox News Radio's Paul Tilsey is in Johannesburg, South Africa, with that story.
An unnamed doctor from the Charlotte, North Carolina Christian Aid Agency, CIM, is undergoing treatment for Ebola. The physician was treating obstetric patients in a different part of the Elwa Hospital in Monrovia, Liberia, from the Ebola treatment unit when he recognized he was showing symptoms of the disease. He checked himself into the Ebola isolation ward, where a CIM statement says he is doing well and is in good spirits. This is the same hospital where U.S. health worker Nancy Wrightbull, who also works for CIM, and Dr. Kent Brantley caught Ebola and were evacuated to the U.S. for treatment. In Johannesburg, Paul Tilsley, Fox News Radio.
Formal charges are now filed against a Manawa man accused of threatening a Pullover officer with a knife. 33-year-old Brett Lieberman appeared by video today for his initial court appearance in Portage County. He's facing attempted first-degree homicide charges for allegedly charging at a cop with a knife before being shot by the officer. Police say Officer Andy Hoffensberger attempted to stop Lieberman on Highway 54 for erratic driving August 8th. Lieberman then jumped out of his pickup and went after the officer with a knife. That's when Hoffensberger shot him with his service weapon. Lieberman's attorney waived time limits on the preliminary hearing. He stays in jail on a $100,000 cash bond. The Wausau man accused of shooting another person during a bar fight in Rothschild, now back in Wausau facing charges. 27-year-old Alex Hammock made an initial appearance in Marathon County Court today. He's been charged with first-degree recklessly endangering safety, substantial battery, and being a felon in possession with a firearm, plus intentionally pointing the firearm at another person. Hammock now in Marathon County's jail. He's held on a $250,000 cash bond, and Hammock will be back in court for a preliminary hearing September 10th. Governor Scott Walker said he does not regret promising Wisconsin would get 250,000 additional private sector jobs over his four-year term. However, the Republican incumbent says he won't make a similar pledge as he seeks re-election. The governor said he would unveil a new and detailed plan in the next few weeks for growing the state's economy. It will not contain an exact number for job growth. Walker was courting the state's voters for the first time in 2010 when he promised a quarter of a million new jobs. 103,000 have been added. His opponent, Democrat Mary Burke, is slamming the governor constantly on that figure. A Minnesota college student stays in a coma 2.5 weeks after falling from a parking ramp in Milwaukee during a night of drinking. Mankato Free Press says Giovanni Quiroz from North Mankato got separated from friends August 16th and couldn't call them because he didn't have his phone with him. He fell from a parking ramp that night. Some breaking news and sports out of UW-Stevens Point. Bob Semling is the head basketball coach, and he said they've recruited a local person who is pretty well known to be an assistant basketball coach.
That's a very recognizable name, Jake, playing at Spash High School, but just recently went on to Mercer University and played. Had a great, outstanding career there, and really everybody will remember they upset Duke in the NCAA tournament. Jake had 20 points in that game.
Jake Gollin, assistant coach with the Pointers this season. Also in sports, the Brewers lose again. That's what, 7 in a row now? They dropped one to the Cubs, 7-1. Here's a preview of what we're working on in the WSAU newsroom. We can tell you that the negotiations with the company that owns the Wausau Center Mall are going very slowly. An update on that. Also, we'll tell you about the first step for a Wausau business, getting some help from the city to expand. Those stories and more coming up with Chris Conley on Wisconsin's Morning News. That'll be bright and early Wednesday morning starting at 5. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight, mostly clear and pleasant, down to 55. Wednesday, sunshine early, then increasing clouds and warmer, high of 80. Wednesday night, look for a cloudy sky and a 70% chance of storms, a low of 65. Thursday, warm and humid, thunderstorms diminishing in the morning, then redeveloping in the evening. Some of the storms could be strong. Look for a high of 84. Showers possible again Friday morning, then turning partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with a high of 70. Look for some sunshine over the weekend. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.